Hey everybody, welcome to The Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 280, Power Rangers in Space, episode 30, Dark Specky's Revenge Part 2.
It aired October 29th, 1998, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand, directed by Tony Randall. We had a joke last time, and I'll be darned if I can remember it.
I have no idea.
He was on deck. All Randall's on deck. That was the joke, I think. That's the hallmark of good comedy.
Oh, it's because there were the two writers.
Right.
So it was all Randall's on deck.
Hey, this
they had to call in the pinch hitter Tony Randall.
This is the worst intro we've ever done, I think. If you're new here, sorry. We're going to go watch it.
Let's rock it.
For real, though, we're just going to go watch. You guys know what the deal is. We're going to watch Dark Specky's Revenge Part 2. Let's rock it!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in Space!
And we're back, and we just watched the Dark Speckled Revenge Part 2, and
this is nothing, right?
It was weird because like this was not a part two,
no,
so much as it was a toy commercial.
It was a toy commercial, and like just another episode. I don't think this needed to be a two-parter, but I'm sure we'll get into that.
Yeah. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So it's AJakeandJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play. And yes, my phone just bounced on my shoulder.
Just
all right.
It's perched up on your shoulder.
It's like a parrot. Leave me alone. Where was I? iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. And Podknife, and you can leave us a rating and review if you want. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. If you donate a little bit, you get something in return. That sentence almost got away from me, but I saved it. Profesh to death. I don't know what's up.
You just downed a lot of beer, and then we came back.
I had 2 floral ounces of beer.
Okay. Let me rephrase that. Downed a lot is wrong. You took a big gulp.
I took a swig. I took a swig of mouth.
It's a gulp. I'll meet you halfway.
Okay.
A little more than a swig. Not quite a big gulp.
It was a regular, regulation-sized gulp. It's a little later than we normally record.
It is.
It's 8:30 now. Yeah, so that's that.
It's getting wacky over here.
So it's a Friday episode. We don't normally do any things. We got one message on Facebook, and I think one on Twitter, about re-deleting the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And
here's the thing. We got one on Twitter, he said?
Yeah.
Was it for or against?
For.
Why didn't you do it?
It was against.
Okay. It's like, if you wanted us to keep it, you should have used the Facebook instead of using a different platform.
Look, it might have been the same person.
It might have been.
The display name is not the same on Facebook as it is on Twitter. And I understand that. So they said that we should not delete the Facebook because everybody has a Facebook. And you're right. Pretty much everybody does have a Facebook. So here's what I'm thinking. Here's an even compromise. What if instead we just turn it into a group? Into Facebook.com/group/TheMorphinGrid. And then just kind of go nuts. I won't show up there all the time because I don't love having my personal information just stolen. Because that's like what Facebook is super good at. But this way we don't delete it. It's still there and we can actually turn it into something that will work for us instead of just be a thing. What are you doing?
Oh, I've never checked the pod knife before and I just like, it just hit me when you said it. So I was looking. Yeah. We do have 2 reviews on pod knife, so you can look forward to hearing those.
Oh, on Monday?
On Monday.
Oh, hot dog.
I will say that I was checking that Podknife, the reviews there.
Yeah.
I did not hear anything you said about the Facebook. So.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to. It's going to be cut.
I heard you say make a group and we won't go there.
We'll just turn it into a group.
Can you do that?
Well, we can
Our page is not groups by default.
Not anymore. Maybe they used to be,
okay.
But they're not. I don't know. Facebook, man. This is why I just want to just junk it. But like, yeah, maybe we'll just turn it into a group or we'll start a new group. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
And then it can, you know, people who like Facebook can hang out and talk about the show and Power Rangers stuff there. And like once every 3 months, I will show up and be like, cool. And then dip.
I probably wouldn't even do that.
Because, like, you can just tweet me. Ben tweeted us, I just want to talk about this headcanon real quick. He says, Astronomy uses her psychic powers to buff her physical strength and can't use them in the normal telekinetic fashion.
Okay, so like how Andros and Zane can use telekinesis.
She just gets stronger.
When she was abducted, they just trained her how to use that to buff up.
Yeah.
I like that.
Which is why she is, like, monstrous when she fights you hand to hand.
Yeah. I like that.
I also like that. Good headcanon.
Yep.
Morphin Grid approved.
Put it in the lore. The Lorfin Grid.
Okay.
That's the new book. Look for it at Barnes & Noble near you. It's full of our headcanons.
Only Barnes & Noble will carry it.
Hey, Christina, you need to send me an email of all our headcanons, because I'll be darned if I can remember.
Does Christina listen
to the show?
I don't know if she listens to the show.
Cut that. I don't think she listens to the show.
She might.
She might, but she's never talked about
She's talked about Power Rangers, but not necessarily the show.
Someone compile all of our headcanons so we can release a book, please.
Yes. It will be
It'll be a better name than the Lorfin Grid, because that sounds too much like LARPing, and I'm not into that.
It'll be the lore of Morphin Grid, like that great episode, The Lore of Oryk. You remember?
Yeah.
That great episode was garbage.
We got such a good character, Oryk, out of it.
It'll say, by Jake Mason and Josh Nichols, with whoever compiles.
With, and it's just the pointing emoji.
Also, whoever compiles it will get a byline.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm like, we're going to go back and do that. Come on, guys. All right, you want to jump in?
Yep.
We start off at the same place we ended, with the asteroid hurtling towards Earth and three Megazords standing on a green screen, pushing and hoping for the best and it doing nothing.
They look so silly.
Yeah, they're not even like offset. They're just like in a row.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, you guys are just standing on the floor, pushing nothing, hoping for the best. We got to Earth, where there's some panicking. Good. Glad.
They're following old Can's orders.
They cut back to the Rangers, and they are entering Earth's atmosphere. They aren't stopping it, because it's super big and programmed to crash into Earth.
Yeah. It cuts to Cassie for like a second. No, it was Andros, I think. It's like, we just need a little more power.
Yeah, I think there's Andros. And Ashley is like, hold on, something's happening.
Yeah, it cuts to... I'm pretty sure it's Cassie at some point. It might be during this and it might be later. But it cuts to her for a second, and you can hear like her trying to rush to get the whole line out in the like 2 seconds of footage that she
has. Right, yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
That happens a lot in the Zord fights. Like, Billy talks like super fast in those early episodes just because, yeah. Like, it's like
those
Billy,
early episodes,
nobody else.
Yeah, they're just like cut, cut, cut.
Yeah. So then a new Zord comes in, piloted by Zane. This Zord is called the Mega Winger.
The Mega Winger.
Depending on who you ask. If you ask anybody else, it's probably Winger or Winger. Zane is Winger.
Winger.
He hits the
what
eye.
A Winger. What, yeah. A super Winger Hut Jr.
Winger Hut Jr. over here. So this is a four-dipper plan. They're going to need four Zords to hold the asteroid at bay and toss it to the side,
I guess. Here, they should have like got it sooner. Like when they first had the idea to push it. Before it like got caught in Earth's gravity, because if you just nudge it, it's gonna go that way.
Yeah,
because that's how space works.
Yeah, if you can just like push it back for a second,
but
and move it anywhere.
It was programmed.
It is programmed.
So maybe
that will come up again.
So maybe that wouldn't work.
So then we get a shot of Earth, and everyone's holding their ears. So because I guess like an asteroid entering the Earth's atmosphere is very loud.
This is something I've never thought of before.
How loud that would be?
Yeah, because you never think of that. Because it is like. Making impact, like the atmosphere is a different density than space, so it's like crashing into
it's breaking
it.
Through
so that
the
has
atmosphere.
To make
yeah.
noise. And if it's something that big, especially if it's like right over you,
yeah,
that's gotta be loud.
I never thought about that either. And they're just like all holding their ears. And I was like,
so now I'm like, if that was ever happening for real, would you even be able to run, or would you just be crippled by how loud it is?
I don't know.
And if you were gonna run, where the hell are you gonna run anyway?
Right, yeah, I can outrun this. Asteroid. Sure. Some people had to jump in a spaceship to get away. So they push it away. I guess they moved it. They got it off
pushed
course.
It back and threw it.
Return to sender.
I don't know. It's dealt with now though.
Yeah, and this is how the cold open ends.
This is the end of part two, and then like the rest of this is a new episode.
It's a new episode, and it ends with them going, "Thanks, Zane." And then it cut into the theme song. Everyone's favorite character, Zane's back.
If you guys are ready for the Zane show.
50-50 the Zane show. They seem to tone down on it, which is nice. But who knows where it's going to go after this episode. So after the theme song, Zane comes onto the mega ship. They're all already on there. They are like, yeah, Zane, welcome back. Yeah. And then they just talk about how cool the new toy is and how everyone should go buy one right now at your local Walmart or Toys R Us or wherever.
Or KB back then.
Probably KB Toys.
I always liked KB better.
There were no Toys R Us's anywhere near me.
I don't know why, because Toys R Us was much larger.
Yeah.
Because the KB that I grew up near was like a little hole in a wall in a mall. And yeah. Maybe that's why I liked it better, is because it was just more concentrated.
Yeah. There was a KB Toys in Keene, near where the movie theater is. That was pretty cool. There was also one in the mall, but the mall was like an hour away. Ringe, New Hampshire isn't near anything. You can vouch for this.
I can.
The closest movie theater is 45 minutes in any direction. the closest good movie theater is an hour in any direction. So, like, we had a KB Toys sort of near us. The nearest Toys R Us, I could not tell you where it is. It was Leominster, right? It was
probably Sears Town Mall in Leominster, yeah.
It's like, way far away. So, like, KB Toys, just, like, the toy store that I grew up with.
That's the Toys R Us that we got our Legacy Morphers at.
That is. We called, like...
What a journey that
every
was.
Every day for, like, 3 weeks.
We were so young then.
We were so young and full of vim and vigor. So it's stars in our eyes. Look at us now. I'm drunk on a podcast. I'm not drunk.
Guys. I'm just like kind of sleepy.
I've had half a beer. I'm fine. Where was I? New toys, cool. Deca.
Is that the note? New toys, cool.
The note is they talk about how cool the new toy is. Deca says that she located the Dark Fortress, which my notes decided was Far Fortress, which I guess is kind of correct. It's kind of far away.
It sounds like a Sonic Zone.
The Far Fortress Zone. I don't know what that was.
That's a good approximation.
That's
of
about
Sonic
what a
song.
Far Fortress would be. I was about to just do Green Hill Zone. I was like, no, Jake, that's a Sonic song already. You got to fake it. You got to make it different. Add a little in there.
You did it.
So they go. It's behind the Planet Toy Store. I don't know what they call this planet at all. I think they said something.
I didn't even catch that it was behind a planet. I thought she was just like, found it, and they were like, we're going.
Let's go. It's behind the Planet Toy Store. It's behind the KB Toys. The last place you think to look. And then Zane asks about Corone, because they said, like, oh, Anderson's like, oh, are any scans of Corone there? And Zane's like, oh, you found your sister. Cool. And, like, yeah. Andros, you didn't call your best friend, tell him, hey, you found her?
Also, what's weird...
I mean, I guess it's only been like an hour and a half.
Also, what's weird about this is he's like, oh, Andros, you found your sister. And Ashley stops him.
She's like...
And Ashley explains it to him.
Well, because Andros is still mad.
That's true. I guess it is a fresh, touchy subject.
You wouldn't know from any of the Zord footage that Andros is still mad. Because when they're in Zord footage, it's toy selling time. But like... He is still angry because he starts like, you know, like, I'm going to the Dark Fortress, going to get her back. And Ash is like, Astronomer was Corone. She was here. And then TJ jumps in and was like, we got her. She defected to our side, but then she went back to get to like reprogram the asteroid, like right. The whole thing.
She was captured.
And then Anderson's like, I'm going. And so he starts walking. And Zane's like, hey, I'm going with you. I have an interest in her, too. Okay. Zane.
I think he's finally, I can tell you, I went on a date with the bad guy.
I went on a date with Astronomer, but it's okay, it was just your sister.
Just Zane and Razor Ramon out on having a nice time.
Having a nice picnic, eating apples.
No, that's Carlito.
You're right. Did Razor Ramon have any signature foods? I doubt it.
No, he had a toothpick all the time.
He did.
He had one in his mouth and one behind his ear just in case.
Well... They were eating foods that require a toothpick, usually.
You know the thing about that? His double toothpick? It never looked lame on him. Because
no.
He's the coolest man.
Because Scott Hall is just a cool man. Yeah. And then, like, we've talked about it 100 times, but, like, his moment at WrestleMania, was it 31?
I think so.
Where he just, like, hand sting the baseball bat.
He just holds a baseball bat up, but it's the coolest thing at that WrestleMania.
So cool.
He literally oozes machismo.
It's ridiculous. We cut to both Skull and Old Cans. They have crash landed on what they assume is an alien planet. Now, why they would think this? It's pretty standard. You know how a rocket ship will leave the atmosphere and immediately find a new planet
to live
on.
And just go to other planets.
Because if they crashed, then they don't remember what happened.
Sure.
How long do they think they were in space? How fast do they think this experimental craft was going? Oh, it was experimental. That's why it blew up.
Right.
We never saw it blow up or crash.
No,
or
we just saw them.
They were rocketing into
off.
Space.
Yeah.
During when they were pushing the asteroid back, I was like, "Are Bulk and Skull just gonna fly by?" Like, just like
that would be great. They fly by, and then the gravity from the asteroid just kind of hooks them back around,
shoots them back to Earth. Then we cut to Zane and Andros. They're surfing. They're space surfing. They see a Velocifighter just like chilling.
Yeah, this. I think I asked this a little bit later when we were watching it, but what is this one Quantron doing out here?
I don't know.
This is just plot convenience.
Oh, yeah. So you said, are they going to space skitch? And I was like, oh, man. But they don't. They just jump off and hitch a ride.
And I assume the Galaxy Gliders just go back.
Went home, yeah. Because they didn't have them. They don't have them later, like, spoilers.
Or maybe they just stay floating out, and then, like, when you jump down that tube, it teleports them back.
They rocket back.
So they're just always, like, floating in space until you need them.
Aliens just driving by, like, what is this? All right.
One time you land on it and, like, a Quantron's on it. Like, oh, crap. How'd I get here?
Is this yours? I'm going to go. So they'd be like, they'd be like, yeah, get out of here, Quantron.
Just kick them and they just float into space forever. Get two of them and then we can have
space buddies.
Space buddies.
Oh, man. I love those two buddies.
What if we saw them just out in the distance in this desert?
That would be awesome.
Two putties just like scratching their head.
Just like half melted putties. Just like drippy wet putties. We've walked by this cactus 100,000 times at this point.
One of them just gestures at it and the other one runs up and kicks it. Ugh! I hate that cactus.
Yeah, they're not going to pay that close to continuity.
No.
Sometimes I'm impressed when Baseball Sean came back. So like, bar's real low there. So the Velocifighter docks on the Dark Fortress. And then I think this is when you ask, like, what was he doing out there?
Yeah.
Because he, like, had to return from just, like...
Just doing a lap?
I'm just going to go check out space real quick, guys. So Andros and Zane jump off the Velocifighter and they, like, get behind. It's, like, in a brewery, kind of. There's, like, big pillars and
tanks. Like,
a
hangar?
It's a hangar, but there's, like, tanks and stuff and pipes. It looks like in Space Mutiny when they're in the basement. Like, they're just like, oh, here's like a sewage plant or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're like sneaking around. Well, one of them is. Andros is sneaking around. Zane's yelling.
He's just yelling. Oh, they are like ducked behind some boxes or something at one point, and they're talking at a regular room volume.
Yeah, about how like Zane went on a date with Astronema.
Yeah.
Who is Carone.
And then some Quantrons run by and Zane's like, look out!
Yeah, and just like yells and it's like, just be quiet. Just be cool, Zane. You just have to be cool.
I don't think he can.
I don't know if
he might be space cool, but he'll never be earth cool.
Yeah, there's a fine line. So then Darkonda comes around the corner like while they're like hiding and he's with Elgar and he's like, put this place on lockdown. The Rangers are going to be coming back to get Astronema. Can't let that happen. And he's like, you got it, boss. Elgar's on the job. Miss me? Your favorite Elgar?
No, not even a little bit.
Nah, sorry, buddy. Zane and Andros, while they're talking, Zane and Andros jump across a little gap and tackle. They basically diamond cutter two Quantrons.
Because they like flip over them and grab their heads.
And then they come out and they're like adjusting the they put the Quantron suits on. They're like adjusting it. And you had a very good question that I don't have an answer to.
Yeah, what did they take these off of?
What's left?
What's inside of a Quantron?
I don't know. Because there's a lot of ways it can go, right? It's like an alien, sure.
Yeah.
It's just like a spaceman, sure. Is it a skinny robot that you put the armor on?
Oh, God. It's like a... It's like if you take the fur off of a Furby.
Yeah. Oh, don't do that.
Don't ever do that.
That's how they keep the demons in.
Or is it just like they just rip the wires out?
I don't know.
Just a mess of wires.
What do you guys think? Let us know on Twitter. What's inside a Quantron? Elgar comes up to them because he thinks they're Quantrons, and he's just like, "Hey, you guys, see anything suspicious? Ah, you're great. Power Rangers are on the lookout, but Elgar's here." And he just like talks for 45 minutes about nothing, and then walks away. He's like, "I'm gonna get something to eat."
He's like, "Those are two good guys."
Yeah, because they're just like.
Because I think Andros, because they're in different ones. Andros is in like the white, silvery one.
Yeah.
And then I think Zane is in the black spandex one.
Yeah, it matches his uniform. So
Andros just like salutes him.
Yeah.
And I guess Elgar was like, oh.
Never been salute before. Saluting?
What a couple of good guys. Guys?
Guys? Are they male? They're just robots, right? Or are they? What do you think is inside a Quantron? How many licks does it take to get in the center of a Quantron?
It's just Tootsie Rolls in there.
There's just a bunch of Tootsie Pops. I hate Tootsie Rolls, so I mean, you can keep the Quantron stuff on them. So they get to I don't know what happens next. They wander for a bit and they walk past some Quantrons. Yeah, that noise that they make. That's the term. That's in the shooting script.
Yeah.
And then they see Astronema. She's got her red wig on. So presumably, before she left the Astro Mega Ship, she's like, "Hold on, I'm gonna get resuited up as Astronema, and I got my sneaking wig that I'm gonna put on. You guys are gonna love this." And she did that there, so they knew that this was her, right?
Maybe the wigs are different powers. We should have been paying more attention.
See, now I loved Astronema before. Now. I love Astronema.
This is her stealth mode wig.
Look, if Astronema's wigs are modes, then she just became the best villain of anything ever. Not just Power Rangers, like just number one villain. She's turns around in her chair. She's in a big chair. She's in a Bond villain chair. And she spins around. And she's got like this computer thing on her face.
Yeah, we need to talk about the wig.
And the wig is different.
It's different. Okay. As the episode went on, I was like, it's not... The wig is not great. Last episode, the wig was fine.
Good, yeah.
This episode, they've cut the bangs so you can see her Bluetooth headset that she has.
Yeah.
On. They might have cut the size because it looks shorter all around.
It didn't look shorter to me. It looked like the sides just like didn't mesh as well.
Yeah, they just like poofed out.
Yeah, a little bit weirder.
Originally, my plan was the first version of this is at the top, and then this version is at the bottom. But I don't think this is that bad, because a lot of it was like, I think it makes Astronema look bad, but a lot of that is makeup, I realized, as the episode went on. Like, she intentionally looks paler, and just like...
Her eyes are some dark circles.
Way more aggressive. She has like... pale lipstick on and just like a little red eyeliner to make her just look
more harsh and evil again. Yeah.
And that's all intentional. But I still don't. I like this one more still than the steel wool wig. I think I like it more than the cinnamon roll wig, but I do not like it more than the blue wig. So this becomes wig number 5.
All right. So this is the completed list then.
Yes.
Red Wig V2 is the final boss of the wigs.
V2, all right. You're number 5, V2.
Well, V is 5, the Roman numerals. So why don't you give us the full power rankings of the wigs from worst to best.
Worst. I'm going to say the names I wrote down, so you'll have to bleep.
Okay,
One time. Number 10 is the purple shitty wig. Number 9 is the white wig. 8 is share with Jules. 7 is steel wool. 6 is the cinnamon roll. 5 is red wig V2. All 4 right. is blue. 3 is black pharaoh. 2 is the spaghetti posh spice. And 1 is the red wig V1.
All right. I would make some changes.
That is the official Josh Nichols Astronema wig list.
I would make a change.
Not the official Morphin Grid list, because there's two of us and we don't agree, obviously. So
I mean, the rest of it I agree on. I don't hate the purple wig the most.
It just looks so cheap. Rest of her costume looks so cool.
Yeah, it didn't like hold up on. I don't hate it as much as you do. I don't know. I would put it a little higher, but everything else I agree with. So she is like, Ecliptor, get them. Ecliptor jumps in with a bunch of Quantrons. Zane takes his helmet off, whips it at Ecliptor immediately. It's amazing.
It's so good. He's like, no. Ah.
My favorite moment in, because Super Sentai Brothers is doing Kaku Ranger right now.
He doesn't even do that thing where like you toss it to like make them drop their weapon.
No,
it's
a weapon.
He chucks it at him.
In the first episode of Kaku Ranger, because I'm watching along with him, this is why Sasuke is my favorite, and it's balanced between Sasuke and Jiraiya, because those two are both great. But Sasuke, the first thing he does is take a shoe off and throw it at a dude. And it rules. And Zane just did that, but with a space helmet. Yeah. And I was like, you got me, Zane. All right, I guess I'm on board. So Zane fights off some Quantrons while Anders is trying to reason with her. He's like, Karone, you're my sister. Let's go. And she's like, I am astronomer. And that's like the moment where Zane's like, we got to go. Like,
yeah.
Like, she's been brainwashed.
Andros is still hesitant, but something happens within the next 2 minutes where he's like, you're right, I can't.
I think there's just too many.
There might be too many, and also, like, I think he realized that she's gone.
Yeah.
Like Karone is gone.
They need to, like, regroup and figure out a plan.
Yeah.
Because he thinks Karone is, like, gone right now. We'll find out that, like, there's a chance at the end. They fight their way out. It's a very long fight. One of these Quantrons in particular takes a really harsh bump. He lands on the corner of a crate. Like, not the corner, but like the edge.
Yeah.
So like his back just hits the edge and it's like, buddy.
That's bad. There's a dude in there.
Yeah, like, there's like, they're not real robots. It's a man. Also, you said it was a Shawn Michaels bump.
Yeah.
Because he hit the corner of the announce table.
Well, it was a coffin.
Oh,
it was a casket, because he was in a casket match with The Undertaker, and he went over the top rope and just slammed his spine into the edge of it, and that shortened his career.
Yeah, that was it. That was the thing.
Yeah.
So that reminded me that we did go to see Inspire Pro's show last night, which is our local wrestling indie federation. And hey, guys, if you want to figure out what's cool about pro wrestling, when that comes out, find a way to watch Delilah Doom and Davey Vega versus Candice LeRae and Joey Ryan, because it's amazing. Ooh, we just got an email or a tweet. It's a hot lunch.
A hot lunch.
Yeah. It's from Ben. Live breaking news. Hold on. Breaking news.
Oh God.
Breaking news. Ben just tweeted, working through the archive, first time I've wanted to tweet at you an old request, and he said, hashtag hot lunch, and she's got his hot lunch thing. So I might try to compile all these. I would like to make them a weird little zine, because it's such a that's such a stupid thing that we did that I love.
It would be a very little zine. If we put two on a page, it would be like a 4-page zine.
We got quite a few. It would be maybe an 8-pager.
Did we get 16 hot lunches?
We got a lot.
Well, maybe. I'll start brainstorming cool covers for it.
If you're new and you missed the hot lunch fad, here's what it is. Draw from memory what your either elementary, middle, or high school lunch tray looked like, and hashtag it a hot lunch and send it to us.
I can't remember why this came up.
I don't either.
But it did, and we made it a thing.
I'm going to try to compile them, and maybe we'll do something with it, because that's... it's so weird, because everyone had a lunch tray, and they were all different, I guess.
Either they're all different, or everyone's memories of them are different.
Yeah, well, I remember, because like some people, like a lot of me included, was like, here's a circle.
Yeah.
It was too shallow for soup. What's a circle for? Cup of soup, maybe.
A little bit of soup there.
I don't know. Just one little... Here's a quarter inch of soup.
A line of soup.
There is one chicken and one noodle. Or you can have tomato if you're a monster.
I like tomatoes.
I don't like tomatoes. To be fair...
Rawr.
Tomato soup is... If you like tomato soup, that's fine. I threw it up and now I can't... It's puke flavor to me, so I'm not into it. Anyway... Back to Power Rangers, hot lunch break aside. God, I love that. That may be the dumbest fun thing we've ever done on this show. So they are cornered by 40 Quantrons. So they morph, they fight a little bit more, and they decide they're going to hijack a couple of Velocifiers. Zane just gets in one. He's like, you ready to go, Andros? And I was like, oh, Andros is also going to get that one. But then the door closed, like the cockpit closed. And I was like, Andros has to find his own, I guess? Cool. Like that,
there's only room for one in there. It's not a very,
I thought it was a twofer, but spacious. I guess I've never seen two of them.
Yeah, I mean, the way it looked when Zane got in was like behind him was a wall. Okay. And that was it. Like, you lean your back on a wall. And
sometimes it looked like there's like some space back there. But anyway, Andros gets his own. And then here's a line that I got I'm a little contentious on. Zane's like, are you ready to get out of here? And Andros is like, absolutely. And it's like, no. 1 minute ago, you didn't want to go at all, like, because your sister's here.
Yeah, I know you're getting beat up.
You're not like, an absolutely amount of wanting to leave.
Yeah, and you've not given up, but you've like relented to the fact that like you can't take Corone this time.
Yeah.
But maybe don't be so like hype about getting
He's
out
so
of here.
Cheerful. It's like, and this happens later, and it's in every Zord fight. It's just like, and every time they're in something and they're morphed, it's just like very tone deaf.
Yeah.
And it's like, absolutely is not the word that you want. Like, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
That's it. Like, you ready to go? Well, I guess so.
Or like, yeah. Like, just like an angry yeah.
Or you ready to go? Well, I don't have a choice.
Yeah, something. Like, but like, absolutely. Like, no, that's not good. So back on the megaship, Zane tells the others that Corone was brainwashed. Then we cut back to Bulk Skull and Professor Phenomenus, where they find a payphone and an old shoe.
Now, I thought they were going to play this as, oh, what a weird planet. They use these boots as phones. Because what the hell is it like this for? Because Old Cans is like a payphone, just like on Earth. And then Skull is like a boot, just like on Earth. But you know what doesn't happen on Earth? A boot hung up on a payphone.
Yeah. In the middle of the desert.
And it never comes up why it's here.
Because
they all have their shoes on, I looked.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like one of theirs flew off Skull, in the crash.
Skull says, because Phenomenon's like, you know what this means? And Skull's like, some aliens walking around that were the only one's shoe? And he's like, no, we're back on Earth. And I thought that Phenomenus is going to be the, like, we're on an alien planet.
Yeah.
Because that's his whole deal of seeing aliens where aliens there ain't. But this time he's the voice of reason, I guess. And they climb up this little rock and they see Angel Grove. And they're like, see? Just Earth. And they're like, yeah, we're on Earth, all right. Ah. And then a monster jumps down, and its name is Frightwing.
Yep.
Which definitely sounds like a Chikara wrestler or a mid-90s supervillain from Marvel or DC.
Or it's just a play on Nightwing, but I don't see why Power Rangers would do that.
Evil Nightwing is Frightwing.
Yes.
In the Mirror Universe on Earth 3.
There's like a million Earths.
Well, there's only...
It's crazy.
There were only 52 for a while, and now I think they're back up to infinity. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, in Injustice 2, which I am just, like, very bad at, but super into.
You're very deep
much
into
like
right
any
now.
Mortal Kombat game.
Right.
Because, like, NetherRealm Studios, like, just gets fighting games in a way that appeals to me, but I still can't play well.
Yeah.
but there's a multiverse mode, and when it starts, it's like, there are infinite Earths.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like the Living Towers in Mortal Kombat where like it changes daily or like sometimes hourly. There's like different modes and objectives. And it's right. played as like, you know, this is a Joker from a different Earth. And he's like the boss of this tower or whatever.
Right.
But the whole intro was just about how there's infinite number of Earths and anything has happened on any of them.
Like, yeah. Oh, because originally there was like infinite Earths and there was Crisis on Infinite Earths. And then they went away. There's only 52. You found out there's only 52 Earths. And then recently they're like, no, I think there's infinity again, guys. Oh, beans, there's so many. We had them down and now there's like a lot. Anyway, Frightwing is like, I was sent by Astronema to kill you or destroy you.
Astronema sent me here to kill Bulk Skull and Professor Phenomenus.
Like, that's what it sounds like, because he's in the middle of the desert.
To her, they are just three Earthlings.
They're just three humans.
They are nothing.
That's it. Like, this is only so the Power Rangers can, like, show up and save them specifically.
This episode is about to get, like, weird about the Power Rangers. This is episode 30 of the sixth season of Power Rangers.
Yep.
And it is selling us very hard on how cool Power Rangers are.
Yeah. Which I don't want to spoil it, but I don't think this is what it is. Here's what you can read it as. Foreshadowing to the finale. But I don't think that's what they were going for.
I don't think that's really what it is.
The Rangers get the emergency call, and they see it's Bulk and Skull and Phenomenus getting attacked. So they jump down. They jump in front of the three of them. And then Phenomenus, like, makes his way through and is like, the Power Rangers are so cool, they're going to kick your heinies or whatever. and like, yeah, this is, like, them saying Power Rangers is a cool show.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys have shown that at this, like, point.
If your ratings tanked during Turbo, I get why you would want to be like, we're cool. This is a cool thing that we do. But episode 30?
Yeah, maybe that ship has sailed. Maybe that Astro Mega ship has flown. So they fight Frightwing. They do some tag team moves. It gets knocked down and Sean McCall's satellite is on it. So they get the Zords. They call the Zords. And then we get a shot of the Mega Voyager standing up. And then they are somehow already in it. Sure. And then chains come out of the ground and grab the Mega Voyager. And I wrote in my note, before it even happened, I said, Mega Winger shows up. And it didn't for a while.
Yeah.
And I was like, was I wrong? And so I had to delete that note. It does show up, don't worry. But here's the thing. Zane was just down on Earth. Zane is presumably watching this happen. And is like, not yet. Not yet.
Or maybe it took a minute for the Mega Winger to get here.
It was cold, so it had to, like, warm up.
Yeah, you have to just let it run for 5 minutes to heat up.
Let your windows defrost.
Scrape a tiny eye hole in your windshield.
With a CD, because it's California, known as ice scrapers. So they, like, are chained. And he, like, Frightwing shoots them, punches them, kicks, punch, does a whole bunch of stuff. They eventually break out and, like, grab it. But then it, like, pushes them away and does, like, literally a Mega Man X swoop attack.
Like, yeah.
Like Storm Eagle. Like swoop by attack. It's like, come on, guys. You're not even trying to hide it at this point. Then
it's
eventually. Eventually, Mega Winger shows up. We get the sequence of it, like, launching from the moon. I don't know. I guess it's docked on the moon now. Hopefully there's no baddies there ever again. Because they'll have access to a Megazord.
Right.
So it shoots Frightwing and then transforms into man mode. And it's got, like, this shield thing because Frightwing, like, shoots back at it. And just, like, this, like, plasma shield shows up in front of it. It's pretty neat. Then it flies away. Like he does a wing blaster, which is, like, this, you know, kind of bow and arrow type deal. And it flies away. And they're like, they don't chase it. Mega Voyager is there with V3 and can just shoot the V3 missile at him. I was like, ah, there he goes. He got away. And Zane says, don't worry, guys. Mega Winger has some features that I think you're going to want to check out. Please buy this toy.
So they spend the next 20 minutes taking the wings off of Winger and putting it on Voyager.
And then Anderson's like, winged Mega Voyager.
All right.
It's like,
but, like,
guys,
I understand, like, look what the toy can do. You could put the wings on either of them. But Zane could have chased the bad guy.
Uh-huh.
Instead, they wasted time.
I mean, it is Sentai footage, so, like,
that's true.
Yeah, they only had so much they could do.
Also, I looked up the release date of Mega Man X.
Yeah.
1993. Holy crap, Jake.
Wait a minute. No, I don't think that's right. I remember playing Mega Man X on the PlayStation in 97.
Okay. Mega Man X was first released in Japan on December 17th, 1993.
Okay.
Was released in both North America and Europe in 1994, the following year.
Okay, yeah. So, and then 3 years later, in 97, when they made Mega Ranger, they're like, hey, you know what came out? Mega Man X. And it was great.
It's been a minute since Mega Man X, so let's just do that.
What if
bad guys?
The whole thing that, though. They chase it down, and they shoot it with the V3 missile while they're flying, and they are just selling this toy so so freaking hard.
Frightwing just explodes.
And crashes to Earth and is gone. Like, it's it's crazy. So then they pose. They do that, like, put your arms down pose for like a solid minute.
Ooh.
It's like we didn't need to see them like stretch out afterwards. So the Rangers meet back up with Bulk Skull and Old Cans, and they're like, hey, we'll give you a lift back. And it's just basically like Bulk and Skull and Phenomis being like, you guys are so cool. Love you, Power Rangers. They're like, hey, we'll give you a lift. Hop onto our Astro Gliders. So they all sit on them and they fly away. And that's not the end.
No. I thought it was going to be.
That was going to be the end. But we cut back to the Dark Fortress where Astronema is hella evil again.
Oh, yeah. It was this close up where I was like, oh, she looks that way on purpose. That's, it's not just the wig that makes her look that way. They just want her to look like, harsh like this.
Like, or she's paler. Her eyeliner is like red, but she's also got like dark circles under her eyes.
Yeah.
Like, she looks a little gaunter. Like, she looks like she has been brainwashed to be evil.
Yeah. Like, she looks exhausted.
Yeah. It's pretty great storytelling wise. I feel real bad for Caron.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Because that could not have been pleasant.
No, but the execution is pretty great. So she says, basically, Darkonda, your shit's weak, you're out.
Yeah.
And then shoots him.
Yeah, because I think Darkonda says something like, we'll get them. And she's like, no.
She's like, no, I don't think you're going to get anybody.
And she tells Ecliptor to throw him out.
Yeah, Ecliptor's like, yeah, with pleasure. And then he's like, I've got lives left, but you only have one.
Well, yeah, because she points her staff in his face.
Yeah.
And he's like, leave or I'll just shoot you.
So he dips out in like this like weird like wavy effect. And then like, that's just that.
That's a baller line from Darkonda too, though. I still got some lives left, but you've only got one. And then he
that
leaves.
Is,
like,
yeah.
Like, this ain't done. And I can end, like, you can kill me and I'll come back. But and if I kill you, I win.
I got some spares and you don't. So we cut back to the Astro Megaship, where Deka says that they found some way to scan Caron.
Yeah.
And
don't worry about it.
Her emotions have been overwritten by a computer program, to which Zane says, every computer program has a glitch in it.
On a megaship that is literally talking to him through a computer program.
He's talking to a computer program when he says this. I feel like Deka should have been like, ahem. Baking powder?
And even Alpha in the background is like, well, that's a little offensive.
Yeah, like, well, no.
I did one time, but Tommy put it there.
That was not me. And that wasn't even me. That was Alpha 5.
That's true. It was a different robot.
But I feel like it's also happened to Alpha 6. I don't know. Maybe not.
Just put a CD
you
in his bag.
Pop a bad AOL disc in there. It's expired and he shuts down. We end on the weirdest thing. There's a computer simulation of a head.
Yeah, it's like a wireframe of a head, and it shows the computer part on her face.
On,
like this
the
is what's
forehead, like the temple
it.
Down onto the cheek. And then it spins around, and like Caron's head appears, and we just end on her disembodied head.
What the heck is this?
Power Rangers. It's a little grim.
Caron is dead.
So, Josh, you started.
Uh-huh.
I guess you picked the first best.
Good.
I'm going to say it's the makeup job on Caron.
Yeah, I'll say that, too.
On Astronema.
It's like Astronema's back, but she's different.
This is a different Astronema.
And, like, more dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, she's much scarier now.
A couple episodes ago, like five or six episodes ago, I said, like, they solve the problem, and then they take that away from you, but it's satisfying.
Yeah.
And, like, this is the only example of that where they're like, hey, you got it. Just kidding. You didn't. And I'm not like, oh, come on.
Like before the wigs were all flashy and big and like embezzled with jewels and everything.
Yeah.
She had like very flamboyant makeup on and she was very flashy. And now she is just like business.
Yeah.
Her hair is short and like,
this is like Borg. Like,
yeah.
You know, like very utilitarian, very like angry.
Her makeup, I'm going to say she has no makeup on, like Melody Perkins does, but
right.
I don't think Astronema does. I think
I don't
she's
think so either.
This is just a result of the brainwashing, and she's
yeah.
like, I'm not here to mess around. I don't need to look good. I just need to win and be bad.
Yeah, and I think that's why that's my best, because like in any other circumstance, I'd be like, you had like an episode and a half, we had Caron, and we solved that problem, and then you just like... You went back to status quo, but they did it in like the only way that makes it okay.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to see what happens next, because I know that the Psycho Rangers are up next, but I don't remember a lot of the other stuff besides the Psycho Rangers. I'm going to say my worst is just how hard they want kids to buy the Mega Winger.
All this weird promotion, not just of the new toy, but the Power Rangers themselves, and everything is super ham-fisted.
Because Phenomenus being like, the Power Rangers are so cool and they're going to kick your butt, like, that's cute. And when you're six, it's like, yeah.
I mean, that's the thing about this episode I realized when we were watching it. Because to me, this wasn't a good one. It wasn't a bad one.
I don't think it was
it's
great.
It's a regular episode of Power Rangers. Yeah. There's a lot of fighting and little story. And I think as a kid, that's awesome. That's what you're looking for.
Right.
This is action-packed, very exciting. But as a grown-up watching this
baby
show,
I want a little more meat.
I want last episode all the time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, last episode or the episode before that, where it's just like deep stuff the whole time, you know. And I get like it's not, they didn't make it for, you know,
it's not for
people in their late 20s,
it's not
early 30s.
Meant for this.
Yeah. So like I get it, but like this episode was definitely a for kids episode, like a more for kids.
Yeah, because it wrapped up the first episode before the title.
Yeah, like that's how part one, like his revenge was thwarted. Before the credits.
Well, I think his revenge was Astronema.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true.
Which could have just been prevented if they just pushed the asteroid first.
Right? If Zane would just showed up a little earlier. Zane, the MVP, I'm going to say, is... Oh, geez, I don't know.
I don't know if I got one.
Did anyone stand out?
No one, no. No one really did.
I mean, kind of Darkonda. Darkonda was kind of on top of it this episode. Between being like... They're going to come for Astronomer. We got to lock this place down. But then he did delegate to Elgar.
Yeah,
so like,
he didn't do anything. He talked to Elgar, and then he talked to Astronomer and left. Like, he had the best line.
I still think that gives him MVP.
I think so.
I think that's a low bar to clear, but he did it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I did like the banter between Andros and Zane about, like, the date that he had with
Astronomer. That was pretty fun stuff.
Because it's kind of that date that started to sway her back.
And he's like, you went on a date with her? He's like, well, it wasn't really a date. I showed up late and she shot me.
She shot me into a swamp.
Into a swamp. I got all my very shiny NSYNC shirt got all dirty. That's dry clean only, which means it's still dirty.
He just wiped the dirt off. Dry clean.
Dry clean. So that's going to do it for us for today. Unless you got any other final thoughts? I think we covered it.
Yeah.
The next episode is Rangers Gone Psycho, which I am amped for.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be real good. The Psycho Rangers are maybe the best looking thing in any Power Rangers thing ever. I love me a good evil version. I love me a...
We're finally going to get one.
We're finally going to get one. I like when people have a set of things like that are similar but different. So like the Psycho Rangers each have sort of an element, as you'll find out as the episodes go on. And I love that. They just look awesome. It's real cool. It's real cool stuff. That's coming up next. But that's Monday.
Yep.
And until then,
may the power protect you.
What happened? It just got away.
Sometimes they get away from you.